Welcome to the Saturday episode of the Grace for All podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Saturday is a special time when we take a few moments to review the scriptures that we have cited in the episodes this week. If you missed any of those episodes, you might want to consider listening to them today. And even if you heard them all, there may be one that you might want to listen to again. We hope that each of these scriptures and podcasts will bring you a full measure of joy, peace, and love. Now, let's listen to the scriptures that have been on our hearts this week.
The crowds that went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Matthew 21:9.
Our scripture today is from Luke chapter 9, verses 12 and 13, and I'll be reading from the Message. As the sun set, the 12 said, "Dismiss the crowd so they can go to the farms or villages around here and get a room for the night and a bite to eat. We're out in the middle of nowhere." "You feed them," Jesus said. They said, "We couldn't scrape up more than 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Unless, of course, you want us to go to town ourselves and buy food for everybody." For there were more than 5,000 people in the crowd.
Psalm 71:23. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I, whom you have redeemed.
James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, in the Common English Bible translation, says, "Pay attention, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town. We will stay there a year, buying and selling and making a profit.' You don't really know about tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for only a short while before it vanishes. Here's what you ought to say: 'If the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.'"
Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17, Revised Standard Version. "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her and he said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she praised God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, 'There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.' Then the Lord answered him, 'You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his ass from the manger and lead it away to water it? And is not this woman a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?' As he said this, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him."
A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's 1, STCHURCH.ORG.